Book Taker, A Nameless Detective Story by Bill Pronzini, read by Nick Sullivan. It was a Thursday afternoon in late May, and it was gloomy and raining outside, and I was sitting in my brand new offices on Drum Street, wishing I were somewhere else. Specifically, over at Carrie's apartment on Diamond Heights, snuggling up with her in front of her nice big fireplace. Thoughts like that seemed to come into my head all the time lately. I had known Carrie Wade only a couple of weeks, but it had already developed into a pretty intense relationship. For me, anyhow. But I was not going to get to snuggle up with her tonight. Or tomorrow night, either. She worked as a copywriter for Bates & Carpenter, a San Francisco advertising agency, and when I'd called her this morning, she'd said she was in the middle of an important presentation. She was going to have to work late both nights in order to finish it to deadline. How about Saturday night, I said. Okay, she said. So I had a promise, which was better than nothing, but Saturday was 2 long days away. The prospect of spending the next 48 hours alone cooped up here and in my Pacific Heights flat made me feel as gloomy as the weather. My flat wasn't so bad, but these shiny new offices left a great deal to be desired. They consisted of 2 rooms, one waiting area and 1 private office, with pastel walls, beige carpeting, some chrome chairs with beige corduroy cushions and Venetian blinds on the windows. The bright yellow phone somebody in the telephone company had seen fit to give me looked out of place on my battered old desk. The desk looked out of place, too, in the sterile surroundings, and so did I.